This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Stars and stripes are flying.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Right alongside the eagle, folks. Hello and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris is here. We're hard at it. And we're counting the days, so we're going to take a little tour of North Dakota. Tuesday, November 9th, a week from today, we're going to hop aboard a coach in Bismarck and make some stops at farms and ranches on the way up to Watford City and back. Love to have you. This is a free opportunity to hop aboard the 2021 Ag and Energy Tour, November 9th, sponsored by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, online at ndforallenergy.org. If you'd like to join us, we'll leave about 7:30 on Tuesday, back late afternoon. And again, this is free, breakfast and lunch provided. Just a nice chance to get out and tour some good parts of North Dakota, maybe you hear about here on the radio and the show and don't get a chance to see up close, so it should be fun. If you want to reserve your spot or get any more information, give Tammy a call at 701-400-9482. 701-400-9482. Well, I don't know. How about you? It's encouraging news to hear from the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, fighting on several fronts. You know, it's amazing. A lot of times with a court action, you'd say, okay, well, let's fight on behalf of the 10th Amendment here. And we are. Well, let's fight on behalf of the separation of powers, and we are. How about procurement rules? Because you can't just do this, right? We are. In this one rule where you have the Biden administration saying, here by edict is how we're going to do this. We're not going to use the normal process on how you change procurement rules, meaning if I want a service from a particular company as a big behemoth federal government, here's the rules. Normally a rulemaking process, lots of public notice, lots of public comment. Didn't do any of that. Swipe of a pen. Totally disregarding at the same time the 10th Amendment and the separation of powers. So, we have a target-rich environment legally to take after. And we are. So, clearly, the Biden administration knows this is coming, and I think their intent, both with that particular rule for federal contractors, but also the rule that said any business with 100 people or more, you will, you shall, you must, as a condition of employment, do the Bax mandate, and they don't even have those rules out. We anticipate it's going to come from OSHA as a workplace safety thing, but they're not even out. So what we have so far is Sleepy Joe just blathering on at a press conference. And so legally they're ready to fight that one, but they need a rule to fight. So that'll be next. But it's happening on all of the above fronts here from the Attorney General, so glad to hear it. And a lot of you are as well. Texter says, any hope the National Guardsmen will not have to get the vaccine? Battle happening there as well. But a lot of you on board with this, and now it's just a matter of days and going to work, taking this on. Jimmy Failla's here, folks. You hear him on Fox Across America. See him on Gutfeld and Fox News Channel. And he's here to make us laugh in these crazy, insane times in which we live. Welcome back, Jimmy. How are you?
It's under control. I'm here in New York where we've just taken on a new project called Do-It-Yourself Policing. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good DIY project, but do-it-yourself law enforcement, I got to be honest, this might be a bridge too far.
Minneapolis undertaking the same vote tonight, believe it or not. Unbelievable. Give us a scene of what's going on in New York. I mean, I'm glad these first responders have awakened people to their value by saying, look, you just can't do this to us. And of all places, I honestly didn't expect it. It was New York City, but this is an amazing thing to see, and that's the only way it's really going to stop, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, man. These cops, as you know, I have great reverence for cops. I would probably be a cop if it wasn't for this thing called the background check.
Right. There's
but
that.
I do, you know, I love the cops. I came up in a big law enforcement family. And they get it, man. They are taken for granted by this administration, by, you know, liberal municipalities like New York, Chicago, and Seattle, where they've always kind of had this, you know, this disdain for cops who are doing the most important job in society. And the fact that, you know, you're telling people, you know, cops and firemen who run into burning buildings, cops who take on armed thugs, that they don't have the choice over what they want to, you know, what they want to face, knowing that a lot of them have, in fact, you know, natural immunity as well. It just, I don't know, man. It speaks to a gratitude problem. I mean, I was raised in an era where you really, really respected, appreciated the people in uniform. You know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We don't do that now. And it's kind of psychotic. So places like New York, and I hate to say it because I live here, but we're getting what we deserve, man. Like all of those, you know, all of those crime rate stats you read about in New York are true. Scott, we used to have a famous thing here called walking tours where you'd walk around and see the sights. We still have them, but they're now called running tours. You're going to get chased by a mugger.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up. Does Curtis Sliwa have any chance tonight, or is there just too much wokedom throughout New York City that's a fool's errand?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You see, people really, it's politics, man. It got so emotional for some people that they vote for their party no matter what. You know, there is no case to be made for a Democrat running this city ever again, other than the fact that some people can't emotionally process the idea of voting for a Republican because they believed their own garbage that, like, you know, Trump was like Thanos from the X-Men and was sent here to destroy us. You know, people believe that garbage. And that's what's going to hold back a guy like Sliwa, who, you know, is in touch with the life on the streets here in New York. He's a guy that's funny. If you're in New York, where he broadcasts, his radio show is down by Penn Station, and he is always walking around that area with, like, his guardian angels, and he knows. He knows what's going on in the streets, no differently than I did from a long time of driving a cab. It's a different game than the one you're watching on TV, you know? When you walk down the streets in New York, you're never 5 feet from some guy with no pants on who claims he's a wizard. You know what I mean? And some cop's got to come, you know, some cop's got to come confront that guy. I can't confront him because there's a good chance he's one of my core listeners.
Right.
But the point is,
yeah,
you know, that's the reality of New York. It's a mess. And Sliwa would be good for New York, but I don't get a chance because people just want to keep voting for their party no matter how bad it goes.
So there is a little bit of sunshine at the end of this tunnel, and it's called Biden's plummeting poll numbers. What do you make of this? The awakening?
It's fascinating because, you know, every presidency is defined by its slogans. You know, Obama had Yes, We Can, and Trump had Make America Great Again, and Biden has Let's Go, Brandon.
Right.
You know, it pretty much sums up the whole presidency. There's a reason. This is what's fascinating about it, is the media is putting a lot of effort into figuring out, like, is Let's Go, Brandon, a hate crime? Nobody wants to talk about why the chant is as popular as it is. It's because Biden sucks. Look at the poll numbers. There's no deliverable for the American people. There's not one area in any of those polls. You break it down, leadership, competency, you know, country heading in the right direction. There's not one area where he's polling well, you know, and that's the crime of right now, is when people vote blindly for a party, they wind up at times with incompetent leadership. I mean, that's the only chance when you look at the Virginia election that Terry McAuliffe has tonight, is some people will just vote Democrat. But the guy has no business being elected, just like Joe Biden has no business, you know, being in office right now. But here we are.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon. Exactly. Listen to these poll numbers. This is on MSNBC and Up Chuck Todd from Meet the Press. Which party would do a better job on border security? Republicans by 27 points. Inflation, Republicans with a 24-point advantage. Crime, Republicans by a 22-point advantage. National security, Republicans plus 21. Economy, Republicans plus 18. Just plain old getting things done, Republicans plus 13. I mean, these numbers are in a free fall for Biden right now.
Yeah, and they should be. I mean, I think they're actually artificially high. Just because the media has covered him, you know, from such a distance, you know, no one has ever leaned in on any of these scandals, the border, Afghanistan, or anything else. So on some level, I actually think his numbers are lower than that. And let's not forget, Scott, you know, people compare him to Trump at this point in his presidency. But at this point in Trump's presidency, he had the entire media pretending he was Russian. Biden has the entire media pretending he's sane.
Yeah. And awake. Awake, by the way.
He looked like the rest of us watching a Biden speech.
How about hairy legs?
Imitating us. Yes, exactly right. A couple more minutes with Jimmy Failla. When we come back, we'll get to your calls, questions, and comments to the Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford at the bottom of the hour. Natural gas may be on the way. North Dakota natural gas, western North Dakota to eastern North Dakota. More on that coming up.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tell you about indoor air quality. You know, we just find a way, don't we? As folks here in the heartland of America, the tough, rugged people that make up the Northern Plains, you throw a pandemic at us and we don't go into meltdown mode and cower in the corner, not most of us anyway, and we just find a way to deal with it. One of the ways we've dealt with it is improving the quality of your air inside. The circulation has proven to be a game changer, not only with the the current pandemic virus, but any virus. And, you know, even the bacteria and mold that's in the air, best thing you can do is target that with a filtering system that takes the bad stuff, the harmful stuff, out of the air and is the best in efficiency and cost. Now, there's a whole range of options. Many of these just go right into your current furnace system at home or at your HVAC systems at the office. And the pros on this are H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been doing it for generations. They know the best of the best products that are out there. So start with a visit with our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Online at hatandsons.com. Great way to go. Another variant, you know, the next thing, whatever it is, be ready with H.A. Thompson & Sons. Jimmy Failer's here. Jimmy, we're bringing a bunch of our flag listeners out to New York City. Looking forward to getting together with you because to really know New York City and where to go and where not to go, you got to go to a cabbie. You got to go with somebody that has known the city forever, right? you'll give us the tips.
Yeah, well, I still think you should take them someplace safer, like Beirut. But still, we have to have that.
We're coming to New York. We're going to Albany.
See, this is why we travel in numbers. You can't mess with a bunch of North Dakotans. See?
Can't wait to see Buffalo.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are going to do great. But I'm here to show you around, man. That's way up my alley. When are you guys coming? Do you know yet?
Yes, we're coming December 7th through the 11th. So. Be out there for a few days.
Hot stuff, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
This is hot stuff. And we'll get the band back together. I'm into it.
And we're working on bringing Jimmy out this way as well. So it should be a lot of fun. But by the way, you should go a little easier on liberal pundits like you had on yesterday on the program. I felt bad for the guy. It was not a fair fight.
Kevin. Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I was kind of letting him breathe and get his points in. Like sometimes if a guy is on, you know, from the left. Because I'm trying to demonstrate to everybody listening that you can listen to other sides. You don't have to just ruin people and, you know, move on with it. You're not my friend anymore. But none of his positions really held up to any scrutiny, you know, so I kind of had to cuff him around the yard a little bit. And he is my good buddy, but the point is if you're going to bring somebody on the air, you have to hold him to the same standard you hold yourself to, you know. And anybody in their right mind who tells you we should be laying off cops, is like a borderline crazy person. You know, there's no world where you're walking around, you know, tonight and some guy is, you know, whipping a knife around on the F train and you're saying to yourself, thank God there's not an unvaccinated cop here. You know, oh, Jesus, that would just ruin everything, wouldn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So you got to push back a little, Hennon, is what I'm saying.
Well, I hope so. My gosh. I mean, the lack of common sense is just unbelievable. And again, never underestimate the power of liberals in power. Just, you know, coming up with the stupidest solution ever, and that's clearly what's happening here. I just keep hoping for an awakening and a boomerang, and it seems like in some of these poll numbers, you know, a state where Biden won by 10 points, Virginia, you have a total free fall in the Democrat McAuliffe's numbers right now. Who knows? It's Virginia, sort of like California is California. I don't know what to, you know, what to hope for tonight, but I got to think that we'll have a good bellwether tonight, won't we?
Yes, we will. I mean, that's the big thing. And I actually do expect Youngkin to win. McAuliffe is trying to make this a national race, because, you know, talking about Trump and stuff like that, because he wants to take the conversation away from the error he committed, you know, a monumental error in saying in a debate that parents should have no say in their child's education. Like, I don't know who was the political strategist behind that brilliant move, but in my experience, telling suburban moms to shut up doesn't generally work well at the polls, you know, but that's what he did. And I think I actually think Youngkin's going to beat him. I think he's going to be hilarious.
Well, I mean, if that happens tonight, given the, you know, the trend line of Virginia, that's a huge, huge help in stunting everything Biden wants to do. I mean, it'll scare any Democrat in any kind of close race all across the country, won't it?
Yeah, well, make no mistake about it. That's part of the reason why the moderates in the Democratic Party haven't signed off on this bill and just keep blowing things up, because they know one way or the other they'll have tea leaves to read this time tomorrow. You know, and if Youngkin wins, that whole spending bill has blown sky high, because it's such a rebuke of that government dependency. And, you know, I think the guys like, you know, Manchin and Sinema, you know, they're the ones getting all the attention. But there are probably quietly 40 or 50 Manchins and Sinemas rooting for Youngkin tonight for the sole purpose of losing one gubernatorial seat doesn't hurt them as bad as being tied to this spending and the effect it's going to have on inflation in the midterms. So Youngkin winning, in a weird way, could be the best thing to happen to the Democrats in the midterms. Because if Youngkin loses, they're going to print and spend more money. They're going to put an even bigger inflationary anvil on the necks of Americans. And whatever we consider Biden's polling numbers to be right now, we will consider them good a year from now, if that's the direction they keep trending in. So I'm telling you this. Youngkin, I think, is going to win, and I think more Democrats are rooting for him than people realize for that reason.
By the way, note on the Supreme Court just now, 6-3 decision, rejecting an emergency appeal from healthcare workers to block a vaccine mandate. Barrett and Kavanaugh joined the other liberals in their vote. Once again, conservative justices, Trump appointees, disappointing. It's a movie we've seen before, haven't we, Jimmy?
Yeah, it happens all the time. But this is also why we're not supposed to be so dependent on the courts. It's, you know, the liberals traditionally are obsessed with who's on the court because they don't pass anything that can stand up without the court getting involved. You know, on our end, we have seen judges go the other way repeatedly. And it's also why we're trying to operate independently of the court for the most part. These judges were appointed. They weren't elected. But their appointments get treated like elections because the liberals, you know, 9 times out of 10 are living and dying with what they decide. You know, I don't like this verdict on any level, but I do think the path forward in terms of the culture war now favors us. So I'm not as disheartened as some people might be.
Another texter says, ask Jimmy if he agrees. We have to push back hard on all of this. All of us do. Who and when should they ever have the power to tell us what goes into our bodies or anything else? This is really a chilling time. Right. It's unbelievable. Now, in the case of today's vote of the Supreme Court, to be fair, this is healthcare workers who are employees in a healthcare institution. In my mind, yes, they should have the exemption for health or for religious reasons, but I can understand a healthcare institution doing that. But beyond that, it is, you have 100 employees, therefore you must, you shall. This is getting to be very chilling. We do have to push back hard, don't we?
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, because this is what you got to understand. It's never where it starts. It's where it goes from here. So once they're telling you what you have to put in your body, okay, they're only a few years removed from telling you what you can't put in your body. You know, once you give up body autonomy when it comes to medicine, it's over. You talk about the term safe space. There is no safe space ever again from, you know, tyrannical overreach. And it's so fascinating because the people who told us Trump was an authoritarian are the same ones who are now telling us get our vaccine or you're fired, which is pretty authoritarian. So I'm with you. It's time to push back.
Awaken from your slumber and laugh along with Jimmy Failo, who talks a lot of common sense, but at the same time has a lot of darn fun doing it on your radio and on Fox television. Thank you, sir. Good chatting with you, as always, Jimmy. See you soon.
You got it. We'll always have it. Take care, Scotty.
Jimmy Failo. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. Come.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
PetroServe USA, I have that answer for you. And there is a meatball dinner in your future. If you are traveling to 929 Harwood exit today, Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, you can put that from 9429. Valley City exit 292, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Don't forget any size coffee or cappuccino all day, every day, the entire month of November. 49 cents on the weeks we have Bison home games. You can register for $500 petrol gift cards, PetroServe USA gift cards. So make sure you register new each and every time. All right. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of our great state, is here with us in studio today. Brent, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. What brings you to town?
Here for a diplomatic mission is what I've been calling it. Commissioner James Lamont and I, he's from Commerce, meeting with Greg Tavine and Grand Farm yesterday, meeting with NDSU, new egg research head, VP of research, Colleen Fitzgerald, great person. We've got a lot of meetings this afternoon trying to bring the energy and egg alliance together to fruition. We're seeing a lot of interesting conversations around special session topics where we're trying to bring natural gas from the west to the east. We're trying to get value-added agriculture to take off at a level that we haven't seen in the past, and understanding that a lot of these projects go to Iowa instead of North Dakota because our natural gas goes down the northern border pipeline to Iowa, and we don't have excess natural gas here for these plants. We have the feedstocks, we have the corn, the soybeans, but we don't have the natural gas. So trying to marry these win-wins together from west to east is harder than you think. There's a lot of difference of the Red River Valley's economy and West North Dakota's economy. And so it all kind of comes together in Bismarck during the session and with those legislators that are there from the center of the state, you know, seeing things in a different way as well. And so it's always fun trying to get our story out, but that's what we're here doing.
So the reason that North Dakota's natural gas byproduct goes to Iowa is just infrastructure.
Right. The Canadian companies built this infrastructure in the past to get their product to market before the Bakken. And so it's coming from Alberta in a straight line towards Chicago. And so we actually have most of the pipe at this point is Bakken gas now because of reduced production up there. But there's also Alliance Pipeline going through the middle of the state and Viking Pipeline going parallel to the Red River Valley on the Minnesota side. And they're heading to market to where the large population centers are diagonally. So We built one pipe straight west to east that's along I-94 that feeds Spiritwood and Jamestown and feeds Fargo. But there's just nothing feeding that gas to the northern part of the state, the northeastern part of the state. So we're finding a severe lack of natural gas. Communities that don't have natural gas that are large enough where they should, like Rugby. And so there's been a lot of topics of conversation around this topic in the, during last session and now during special session. So just trying to make sure everybody realizes it's a win-win. It's an opportunity for that gas to have another place to go from out west as we have more gas coming out of the Bakken formation than we used to. The gas-to-oil ratio is a lot higher than it was. So we need significant takeaway and significant projects to actually utilize the gas here and be able to keep the oil flowing out west.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on any or all issues today, feel free to give us a call. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can also text us 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 with your questions or comments for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. So explain the proposal before the special session of the legislature. We're talking about how to use that COVID money, the latest tranche of COVID money, and a little bit of the leftover in the general fund related to this project. And what do the dollars do?
So the project itself would bring gas from the Tioga area to Grand Forks and then down to Fargo. And it's a billion-dollar type project. It's a large project. There's a lot of open space in between that doesn't have a lot of gas use and need, and so the distance is what makes it so expensive. And the reason it hasn't been built to this point is it would be more expensive to sell gas off of a pipe that went that route versus taking the excess gas available from the Viking line that's over in Minnesota and back feeds into Grand Forks and Fargo. But to make it affordable, there would need to be a state cost share so that it could compete and be affordable to where the gas buyers would actually sign up. Because you need to have subscriptions to the pipe, basically, to use the gas.
And that would be communities that would do that?
It would be gas providers that are already in the communities, like Xcel. It would be communities if they set up their own municipal gas service, or if Otter Tail or MDU, if another utility comes in or has that franchise, then they would be the ones buying the gas. Industrial projects along the way, for open season, you're basically looking for the buyers before they start the pipe. It's not like building a highway and hoping they will come. The builder of a pipe would, a private sector construction of a pipe would involve going to open season, it's called, and making sure that you've got the pipe capacity sold before you start.
So the state funded portion of this project would be how much?
It's looking to need 150 out of the ARPA dollars, American Recovery Act dollars, and another 200 million. The latest plan looks like it would be from legacy earnings over the next few bienniums, and then just make sure that commitment is there. And with that type of cost share, it's not the same type of cost share you look at for water. Water will put 60 to 80% in of a project from the state for what's called cost share. That's the grant portion the state provides. In this case, it's looking to be more like 35, 40% so it's affordable.
So a similar model in that, you know, you deliver water to, you know, get water to communities as an essential infrastructure need. It's similar.
Right.
But you're incentivizing it wouldn't get built but for this, is what you're saying.
Correct. So there will be people that will say, just let the market bear. Well, what happens is this gas is piped to Kansas, this gas is piped to Iowa and Chicago, and we're competing against Iowa for a lot of these value-add projects because our gas actually goes down the northern border pipeline straight to Iowa, and they have the feedstocks as well, and so that plants can set up there with our gas and their corn and soybeans and not our corn and soybeans. And so we're actually competing. We're sending our gas to help other states compete against us now. And so if the market will bear, it's not going to happen. There's cheaper ways to send it out and put it on the northern border pipeline, expand the capacity there, use some of the other pipelines that head west, send more gas down to Kansas for further processing. But if we're going to utilize this gas here in our state, if we believe that we have a real need for these value-added ag projects in the eastern part of the state with soybeans, corn, all the feedstocks that we have, then we need to do something about it. Why not utilize our own gas for our state?
Text the question, how are they paying for this project? So the state portion of this would be out of these
American Recovery Act dollars, which infrastructure is one of the very valid places you can put the dollars from this. And it's, you can't do loans, you can do grants. You know, so it's the argument now is, you know, should it be university buildings? Should it be human service programs? Should it be daycare programs? Should it be DOT funding? Should it be, is natural gas infrastructure, is that an important part of our infrastructure base we need to fund here? Water funding is something that's available for these funds. So utilizing, there are requirements with the American Recovery Act dollars, and this fits the need. And I have to tell you, there's been a lot of broad support from legislators about it statewide.
We chat both with Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, and also Chet Pollard, and very strong support there, talking about how this is a project that could use those infrastructure dollars to live on for a long time. You mentioned industrial projects. How much more likely do industrial projects occur when there's availability of the lower-priced energy that would come from natural gas?
Well, it doesn't. They basically do a flyby, and they don't. They leave the state soon. If they'll come here, just because we have the corn, soybeans, the egg feedstocks, and then if they look around, they don't have water, rail, four-lane highway, natural gas, they're gone before you even know that they were here looking around. So we're losing a lot of projects. And so if you don't have those aspects, you're not going to get these manufacturing plants. And so you look at what would happen out west. McKenzie County has no rail. They've got all the gas. So it would be the cheapest source of gas, but there's no rail left in McKenzie County or Dunn County. And so those projects likely won't happen there. Williams County has a large announcement, and that was over in the Trenton area. That's because there's gas, there's rail, there's four-lane highway. There's water. And so when you've got those four pieces of infrastructure, then you could be a candidate for these projects.
Texter says, why spend this money when the Biden administration just basically stated yesterday they're going to destroy oil and gas and coal in the United States?
Well, it's not their first shot at it. And in the Obama administration was very similar. And look what happened to the Bakken during that time on the private minerals and on the private investments and in the private side of the economy. There's a lot of wishes that these administrations have as far as going completely green, completely renewable. And look what's happening in Europe today. Look what's happening in China today. They've closed down too many coal plants as well. And so there's been a rush to renewables, and that intermittent electricity doesn't keep your grid going like dispatchable baseload power from coal, dispatchable baseload power from a natural gas combined cycle plant, which we don't have a lot of that. We have so much coal power here that we haven't gone to the point of having combined cycle gas. That could be a legitimate use of our gas in the future. We have a couple of different options for dispatchable baseload power. But it's amazing to me the people at higher levels of government and grid management that the lack of understanding of what that dispatchable baseload power need is. And there's no replacement for the coal at this point. And so, yeah, there's a lot of headwinds from this administration, no doubt. But the oil and gas is doing a good job of methane capture now. Prices are good. The investment is there. The companies are very responsive to Wall Street and their investors and what's happening with the administration as well.
Yeah, I would say to the texter, if we give up that easily, we're in big trouble. And we'd have been onto the energy business a long time ago if we'd listened to, as you say, 8 years of the Obama administration trying the same thing.
Right.
You battle on and you fight where you have to. And
we feed and fuel the world, and unfortunately some of the recipients of that don't understand where it comes from and how.
Texter wants to know how much money would come from the legacy fund for this.
The premise that's being discussed now is the $100 million, the next $200 million would be from legacy fund earnings, but the first $150 million, the concept there is to use the federal dollars, the ARPA dollars, American Recovery Act COVID dollars.
How long before this would be actually delivering natural gas to these places without the service now? What kind of timeline are you looking at?
You're probably a 4 or 5 year timeline. These things take a long time to put together.
And is there interest already from some of the current industrial users of natural gas?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a good sign too, because it lowers their cost of doing business.
Right, and there's industrial users that are powering their plants with coal from Wyoming that, you know, they're just waiting for the day when they're called under assault for that. So they'd like to switch to natural gas as soon as they can.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today on the program. Our final segment in minutes. Any other questions or comments, welcome. Good texts, questions coming, so keep those going too. Text us at 237-1590 or give us a call at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere Tractor Straightliner Semi and a McDon 1170 Swather and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. Hey, veterans, active duty guard and reserve, police, EMS, firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks November 11th. You do need a ticket. They're free, but be sure you stop by and get yours. Quality in Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, First International Bank of Trust, Northwest Contracting, and on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Show your proof of service. You and a guest will get tickets and join us. Scott and I will be there November 11th at the Bismarck Elks. So SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Looking forward to that for sure. Yeah. Question, has your employer threatened your job with unlawful vaccine mandates? Everyone should have access to vaccines, but no one should be forced. No government or business has the right to tell you what to put in your body. You are not alone. Join the We the People gathering on Monday, noon to 2. We the People rally Monday, noon to 2, Bismarck State Capitol Building. For details, go to wethepeoplend.com, wethepeoplend.com. More of our conversation now with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Questions from the audience, Brent. Ask the Lieutenant Governor if there's enough power in North Dakota's grid to support Bitcoin mining. What do you think of that idea?
So far there is, and there's been a lot of interest, but they come in and find there's a site that was located that had excess power in the Jamestown area that's actually being utilized for that now. And so there are some opportunities that the utilities are taking advantage of. And it's not only the rural co-ops, but the IOUs. There's some larger projects happening in northwest part of the state as well. They look for areas that have steady, stable power and excess power. And so to this point, we have that. But again, we have to preserve these coal-generating power plants, or that won't be long.
Another question, what is the Lieutenant Governor and our Governor doing to protect North Dakotans from the vaccine mandates?
Well, we've put out some pretty strong words with other governors right away in the middle of September when the President came out with this. And his plan was so nebulous at first. It was something where the governors and the attorney generals have been waiting. And what I said right away when it came out was, it's going to be hard to get this one through the Supreme Court, in my opinion. And the Republican attorney generals, Republican governors will be coming, you know, with reaction. And I don't think the OSHA rules have been out yet. It's been sitting. There's been an attorney group waiting, attorney general group waiting for the OSHA rules to come out. But in the meantime, I've been getting a ton of information from entities that are suffering from the federal contractor onslaught that's happening, of saying you shall require vaccine mandates and you shall update your contracts with us. And they're talking like this short order, like in November and December. And so we were at a meeting up at the coal producing counties last week, and one of the employees from one of the plants up there said, you know, it looks to me like we've got 25 to 30% of the people vaccinated in our plant, and we're being told if these rules actually come into fruition, that you'll be walked off the job. So we could be looking at not only supply chain shortage from all this happening to the truckers and longshoremen, Scott, but we could be looking at actually having power plants not be able to run. This is ironic that the supply chain shortage and all this is being blamed on the pandemic. No, it's from the response from the Biden administration of forcing vaccine mandates on people. And then people that have been vaccinated, that believe in vaccinations from the left and the right side of the spectrum, all are against this overreach. It's really incredible. That hopefully the attorney generals that are filing the lawsuits at this point can be successful. Attorney General Stengem is filing a lawsuit against the federal contractor mandates in this district now with other attorney generals from our district, as similar to the one in Arizona. And they're waiting for the OSHA rules to come out to also file for a stay on those. And this has to happen right away. Hopefully the Supreme Court responds quickly and the court system doesn't fail us, because we can't have people walking off the job for this.
Now, the texter says North Dakota needs to make a carbon copy of the Montana law that protects us from the mandates. Whatever they did stopped Enbridge, and Enbridge is woke. ESG is evil, says the texter.
So I have a lot of oil employees or people that I know from McKinsey County, Wofford City. And an example I was given is that if you're a North Dakota employee working for one of the large oil companies, you have a $200 addition to your health insurance every month if you've not been vaccinated. If you're a Montana employee, that isn't the case because of the law that was put in place in Montana. So that is one of the topics that will be coming a special session. That's not a secret. There's a couple of different versions, but Majority Leader Wardner and Pollard are putting together the group. I think it's called the Technical Corrections Committee that will be seeing the policy bills that come through, and that'll be one of the topics they want to address, is what can the state do as far as vaccine mandates? What protection can we put against the federal government and against this movement?
Texas says, I like Lieutenant Governor coming on to explain these things. Appreciate very much getting us real answers, real explanations, tells us the game plan, why we're doing something, and how to execute it. So, a fan
there.
On the anything else you want to tell us in the minute we have left here that we haven't covered?
Well, I tell you what, we're very optimistic for the future here. $25 billion of projects, and that doesn't include plant number 234 for some of these.
And those are $25 billion worth of private sector projects.
Yeah, $25 billion. And it's real. It's because we're business friendly, because we have the feedstocks of natural gas and all the ag feedstocks, where the big business is looking at doing these projects here. Private capital is coming in to do these projects. If if the large publicly traded companies can't because of ESG concerns, then the private capital is coming in to do the projects and actually still produce what we need as a society. The private capital realizes there's a transition. If we're going to have this green society later on, we don't know what that energy producing option looks like today. So there's a bridge that's necessary so that from carbon capture on the coal plants to natural gas to liquids, these projects are rolling in here from the corn wet milling to soybean renewable diesel, biodegradable plastics. It's all rolling into North Dakota right now. So it's exciting, but we have a lot of headwinds from the Biden administration. So it's busy. It's a busy time.
Including the latest methane rule being expanded that is just out today. So
yeah, Joe Biden, the CEO of OPEC, evidently. He loves OPEC, not us, not our own producers. Yeah. Very scary and sad.
It sure is. Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford, thank you.
Thank you, as always. Pleasure. Nice to be here in person.
You bet. Enjoyed it. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.